Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. They say you never hear the shot that kills you. Because the bullet travels faster than the sound of the shot, you can be dead before the sound arrives. Which is kind of what is going on now. Deadly events are arriving at such a pace and from such strange directions that we are dying in large numbers without a clue about what hit us. Some of us have been predicting many of these outcomes, the collapse of the industrial age, which seems now to be well underway, have been caught as flat-footed as the choristers who've been singing hymns to eternal growth while we've been grousing about time running out. I, for example, have been writing for years about the coming crisis of fossil fuels, but I always thought it would be peak oil, the failure of supply to keep up with demand, that would do us in. As it turns out, it would appear the death blow is being delivered by the failure of demand to keep up with supply, with the result that prices are below the cost of production. Failure to supply fuel to the trucks and planes, I always thought, would be the thing that crashed the globalized, just-in-time supply chain for food and brought a population that has forgotten where food comes from and how it is created face-to-face with famine. That supply chain is broken now. Not for lack of fuel, but because infectious disease has shut down the industrial plants that process our industrial food. Still, this bears out my long-held belief that everything industry does to increase scale simultaneously concentrates risk. Many of us had our eyes firmly fixed on global warmings, storms and droughts and rising sea levels, without giving a thought to the way it and the human practices that cause it are contributing to the worldwide explosion of infectious diseases. The diseases have always been there, hidden in remote jungles or frozen in permafrost. But warming temperatures, loss of diversity, and habitat destruction are flushing them into the human population like cornered rats. God always forgives, Pope Francis said recently, relating the recent pandemic to climate change. Man, he went on, sometimes forgives, but nature never forgives. Forgive me if I didn't hear that bullet coming, a pope making a clear delineation between a merciful God and vengeful nature. This is what he said, if we have deteriorated the earth, the response will be very ugly. Ouch. I always expected the stock market to lead us down into the eventual depths of depression, but here we are, down here, and there it is, up there, its little legs churning happily away like wily coyotes. I thought perhaps debt would bring us down as more and more people realize that it's mathematically impossible to repay what is already owed. As people, businesses, and governments began to fall to their knees under the unbearable burden of ever-increasing interest expense. But they made money imaginary, for the federal government only, and began sprinkling it like pixie dust on endless wars, subsidies, and tax breaks for the morbidly rich, and reluctantly for pandemics, but not a dime for health care reform or student debt relief. Like an infantryman in a pitched battle, I'm hearing all these shots hit and maim and kill because none of them has found me yet. When one does, it will probably be true what they say, that you never hear the shot that...
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.